The second letter where Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. This letter for me, Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, we send this letter to the believer there, where they are the church at Thessalonica, they one where belongs to God with Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise that God with Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give us grace and peace in our heart. We brothers and sisters, we must tell God thanks all the time for you. That the right thing for we do, because our faith they grow more and more stronger, and they love one another more and more too. Because of that, we could boast about to the people of God where they in the other church thing. We boast about the way how not give up and about faith, even though they go through a lot of troubles and trials. All of this show said that God judge fair one, and because of that, He will make you fit for be a part of His kingdom where uno they suffer for. So because God fear, He will punish all of them one where they give you trouble. And uno where they suffer now, God will take away uno suffering, and He will take away for we suffering too. God will do that when the Lord Jesus will come from heaven with a powerful angel then, and with fire where they blaze up. He will bring judgment upon anybody who don't know God, and we not obey the good news about the Lord Jesus. Then one day we'll get this strife forever and ever, and the Lord will shut them out, and they will never see a great power again. This will happen upon that day when the Lord come back to make all our people who believe in her, praise her and honor her. You too are amongst them because you believe what we say. That's why we always pray for you. We pray to God and ask Him to make us fit to live the life where He calls us to live. We pray that by His power, He will make us do all of the good things we want to do and finish all the things we want to do because we believe in Him. If we do that, we will make people give honor to the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus will make people honor us because of the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now then, we will talk to you about when the Lord Jesus Christ will come back and gather we all together to be with Him. We brothers and sisters, we beg you to not make nobody confuse you in a no way. Neither make them make you get frightened, because then they tell you say the day of the Lord don't come. When somebody they tell you say it don't see the Lord come, or when somebody say it don't hear say it don't come, or that the year say we don't write about it in our letter, uno mustn't believe them. No make nobody fool you in a no way. Before the Lord come back, people were turned against God. Then that wicked one will come. But the plan don't set for him go to destruction forever. That man where they fight against God, he will fight against all of the spirit there and thing there where people call them God where they worship. He will put himself up high. They say that he got more power than all of them things there. And he even was sitting in a God temple and tell everybody that it a God. Uno no member say, I'm telling you this when I'm there with you. And uno don't know where to keep him from coming yet. So that when the right time come, that wicked one will appear. For him wickedness, we not got no bone, done the work in a secret. But somebody they hold him back. So the full power of this wicked one no account till that somebody there, they out of the way. Then the wicked one will appear, but the Lord Jesus will kill him just with the breath from out of his mouth. The Lord will destroy him just with for him glory when he come. The wicked one will come with the power of Satan gain, and he will do all kind of false miracles, signs and wonders, and so full of people. He will do all kind of evil things where we fool them one we last. Then people will be last because they never want to love the truth so that they could get saved. So God will make sure say that they get fooled up so that they believe one lie. And so all of them will get condemned because they would rather do things were evil than to believe were true. We brothers and sisters, you know where the Lord love. We fi tell God thanks for all of you all of the time. Cause on the first, God don't pick on us to save us by the power of the Holy Spirit and for making us come to be God's own holy people and for saving us by our faith in the truth. God calling us to be own people through the good news where we tell us. So uno wa gay on a path in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, we brothers and sisters, uno fi stand strong in the Lord. Uno fi hold on to all the truth where we may teach uno, when we may talk to uno, and when we write then letter to uno. God, we Father, love we, and by His grace, He give we courage when no one feel, and hope when nothing can move. We pray that Jesus Himself and God, we Father, will encourage uno and make uno strong for do and say the right thing all the time. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. My brothers and sisters, they are the last thing they where we want to tell you. Pray for we. Pray that the Lord's message was spread all over fast one. And people will get honor to the Lord, just like what may happen when uno may hear it. Pray too that God will save we from the wicked and evil people. Because not everybody believe in the Lord. But the Lord, He faithful. He will make us more stronger and keep us safe from the evil one. The Lord give us confidence in uno. And we sure say that uno will do what we tell uno and will keep on to do it. We pray that the Lord will show uno more and more how much God loves uno and how to keep on and not give up. And so follow the example of Christ. We brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we beg uno say, uno fi keep away from them believer there, we no want to do nothing, and we no do what we may teach uno fi do. Uno well know say, that uno should do just like what we may do. We never lazy none at all, when we may there we don't know. We may pay for all of the food people give we. We may work hard day and night for what we may need, because we never want to make none of uno have to pay for help we. And so say that we that were burden. That not say that we don't got the right for ask uno for give food and lodging. But we may do all that work there and never ask uno for nothing. Because we may want to show uno that uno for do the same thing. When we may do with uno, we used to tell uno say, if uno no work, uno no for eat. We say this because we hear say that some people where they amongst uno only lazy. All we then do, that we mind people business. We warn them people there, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command them to live the right way, the work for them living. But the rest of uno, my brothers and sisters, uno mustn't get tired of doing it right. If uno got some of uno there, we no want to listen to what I write in this letter, then stay far from them, and so make them feel shame. But you know, if you treat them like they're your enemy, instead of that, one day like how you're the one with brother or sister. I pray say that the Lord found where we get peace, we're blessing us with the peace all the time. I pray too that the Lord was always there with uno. Now with my own hand I write this part here. Yeah. I, Paul, the tell uno hello. In all of my letter then, this that the way I could show that me the right. This that the way I set it out. We pray say that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was there with all of us.